Welcome to Saturday's edition of the Del Mar Podcast for July 27th, post time 5 o'clock for those of us in the East. Bing Crosby, grade one on tap this afternoon, but we're going to kick it off with two-year-olds, maiden special weights, going 6 furlongs in the opener. We like 6-4-2 in this field of six. We go to the outside. First-time starter for Richard Mandela, Tis a Magician. If you could guess it, yes, this is an offspring of Tis Now, who cost $150,000 at last summer's Phasic Tipton Saratoga sale. Moderate to good workouts, especially of late. Victor Espinoza gets them out for the Mandela Charge E trainee, and Tis a Magician, our selection in the opener for second, making the third career start, number four, Howbeit, going out for Luis Mendez. This horse ran second back on July 19th when running for a tag for the first time, drops back in maiden special weights after debuting poorly at nearly 30-1 at Santa Anita in a maiden special weight for third. First-time starter for Peter Miller. Number two, Wrecking Crew, is 9-5 on the morning line. Peter Miller's stats in the daily racing form is 13% out of a field of 61 for first-time starters. 9-5 seems a little low for a firster against some veterans in here. I'll take the 8-1 morning line firster, number six, Tis a Magician. So 6-4-2 in Del Mar's Saturday opener. On to the second, going to the Jimmy Durante Turf Course. Mile of 16th, these are for three-year-olds and up. They're maiden special weights also. 5-3-6, my selections in here. And number five is Succeed and Surpass. This is a second-time starter who debuted in Ireland in the middle of April. This is a grandson of Dane Hill, who I think is one of the most fantastic stallions of the last 50 years. Turf breeding, turf debut. We get two turns at Del Mar. Like the post position, draw is listed at 5-1 after being 3-1 in the Irish debut when finishing second in a field of 10. So number five, Succeed and Surpass, our top pick. For second, third-time starter, another horse who began the career in Ireland but did have a start at Churchill Downs on June 29th. Comment in the Daily Racing Forum reads, bobbled at the start. Probably lost all chance at that point, but Tyler Bays did get a good run at a Moody Gym to finish fourth at nearly 12-1. Drayden Van Dyke, Saturday. For third, number six, John Sheriff sends out the fourth-time starter. All the career starts for this offspring of First Samurai have been on the turf. 5-3-6 in the second. On to the third race, one of our stakes races of the day. This is for Cowbreds, the Real Good Deal at 7 furlongs. This is for three-year-olds. 1-2-4, Lieutenant Dan gets my top pick, who's been running in these types of races, the Cowbred stakes races. Did score when going 6.5 on the dirt at Santita back in April. Subsequent to that victory, tried two turf races, hit the board in both of them, but gets back to the dirt and sprinting this afternoon in the Real Good Deal. So we have number one, Lieutenant Dan, with Drayden Van Dyke getting them out for the first time in this runner's ninth career start. For second, never been higher than 4-5. Number two, Cruel Intention, 6-5 on the morning line for Bob Baffert, making the fourth career start. One on debut at 1-5, followed it up with a stakes victory in Cowbreds at 4-5. That was last autumn. Was laid off from November 3rd, came back on June 29th, was 4-5, tasted defeat for the first time. Now has that race under the belt, gets back to stakes company, and will probably be odds on once again for Bob Baffert. Joe Talamo gets the call. For third, number four, Oliver. Doug O'Neill's runner, two races back, one going 6.5 in optional claiming starter allowance, then tried a stakes race on the turf. Gets back to the dirt and sprinting. 1-2-4 in the third, the Real Good Deal at Del Mar. On to the fourth, three-year-olds and up, maiden special weights on the Jimmy Durante Turf Course, going a mile on the 16th. 6-5-7, our selections in here. Number six, Hackberry, goes out for the fourth career start. Debuted early in the new year, going down the hill on the turf at Santa Anita. That didn't go very well. But then when going two turns and rooting at Santa Anita, had two good runner-up positions, makes the first start since May 25th. For second, number five, Speaker of the House, makes the eighth career start fourth one this year, but the third one since February 16th. On the turf, this horse is an off-the-pace type of runner. We'll have to pick it up a little bit in here as gets to Del Mar's turf, where last December in the Bing Crosby meet, ran very well, finished off the board, but only beaten two lengths for all the money. So we're hoping this offspring of Temple City, getting reacquainted with Del Mar, raises the bar. For third, number seven, going out for Vladimir Serin, comes out of a mile race at Santee on June 22nd. Had a little bit of trouble. I think this horse can improve off of that career best and could be very tough in the fourth. So 6-5-7 in the fourth. On to the fifth, three-year-olds and up. Maiden Claimer is in for 20, racing 6.5, 10-6-8. Number 10, My Way Out, makes a second career start after being runner-up, beating a handful at Los Al on July 12th. Was nearly 17-1 on that effort, is 5-1 on Saturday's morning line. Our top pick, number 10, My Way Out. For a second, number 6, Don't Tease the Tiger, going out for the sixth career start. Made the pace for the first time at Los Al, going their 1 mile distance. Now cuts back to 6.5. And for third, number 8, Golden Image, running for a tag for the sixth consecutive time, has hit the board in the all five previous efforts when in for a tag, 10-6-8 in the fifth. On to the sixth, we have State Breds in for 20, or non-winners of one other than going 6 furlongs. 8-6-3 will be our selections in here. And taking a quick look here, everyone's in under the allowance conditions except the rail horse, Boy Howdy. But 8-6-3 for us, number 8, Wild Bean. They're going to add blinkers in the seventh career start. David Hoffman's sends out this offspring of Champ Pegasus. Just got beat for all the money by a neck at 3-1 in the most recent effort at Santa Anita, going 6.5. Maintains that form, could be very tough in here. Rafael Bejarano gets the call back at 6-1 on the morning line. For second, number 6, Clem Labine, goes out for the third career start. One on debut. That was at Golden Gate on the synthetic in November. Then came, didn't return to the races until June at Santa Anita in the dirt debut. Just got beat a neck at nearly 9-1. And for third, number 3, Peter Miller's runner, makes the second start since November 11th, 2017. A strong return to the races on July 13th, 8-6-3. On to the seventh, back to the turf, going a mile. These are Phillies and Mares Open Company in for 40, or non-winners of one. Other than, as we look at this field, only two runners in for the tag. That's the 4 and the 10. My selections are 7-1-6. Velvet Queen gets my top pick. Richard Baltus sends out this runner, an offspring of Animal Kingdom. Made the pace most recently. Just got beat, finishing third. That was the second race off of a freshening. Said it many times before, third race of a career, third race off of refreshing, one of my favorite angles, and I'm expecting Velvet Queen to fire a very good shot in the seventh. 4 seconds, drawing the hedge, number 1, great return, Richard Mandela's runner, a consistent runner in all three career starts, but that was sprinting at 5 furlongs, only 1 start since last Labor Day weekend, that was June 8th. Nice return to the races, but now this offspring of Exchange Rate draws the hedge to make the second start of the year. And for third, the U.S. debut for number 6, Invincibella, making the 8th career start, shipping in for Great Britain, 7-1-6 in the 7th. Feature on Saturday afternoon at Del Mar, the Grade 1 Bing Crosby, set to go off approximately 8:30 Eastern time. The Grade 1 race in here, a couple of headliners, I would say, here. And we're going to go for a little bit of an upset off of the two headliners, 2-7-3. And how I see the Bing Crosby is I'm envisioning a strong, multi-prong, early pace setup and hoping that Carly Gaines, number 2, Desert Law, the offspring of Desert Code, can just pick up the pieces, making the third start of the year, didn't return to the race, was off from June until May of this year. Won the Thor's Echo, a cowbred race, is the 8-5 favorite most recently. Now the Rafael Bejarano gets to mount back. For me, I need a strong pace setup between a couple of these lower price horses to set it up for Desert Law in the Bing Crosby. For second, number seven, Recruiting Ready. Stanley Huff having a great Saratoga meet, sends out this Sagamore runner for the Bing Crosby. Most recently, a big effort to finish third behind Catalina Cruiser and Strike Power. Fabian Pratt, who's won this race 4 years in a row, he tries to make it five with number seven, Recruiting Ready. And for third, number three, John Sadler's runner. Two races back, won the Kona Gold, makes the second career start at Del Mar on the dirt. So 2-7-3 in the Bing Crosby. And wrapping it up on Saturday, ninth race, a mile, two-year-old Phillies, maiden special weights on the turf. 3-7-2, I'm taking a first-time starter, number three, Dolce, going out for Mike McCarthy, makes the career debut, this offspring of Quality Road. For second, number seven, 1,000 Dreams, makes the third career start. They're taking blinkers off after trying in the second career start. This offspring of Carpe Diem makes the two-turn debut today, Saturday, and makes the turf debut. And for third, number two, Imprint. This Mike McCarthy runner is a first-time starter who's 3-1 on the morning line. So in the finale on Saturday, 3-7-2.